Before we go to Leah Holman, let me remind you, as you get your plans together, my family has these, four of these. Four of these. Can someone let Delta in? She's crying outside the studio door. You need to get yourself the Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit. Here it is on the screen. You can get one by going to twc.health/Brannon. You get all of these medications, which include things like amoxicillin, you know, an antibiotic, ivermectin, and so many other things for all kinds of varieties. You can see there the drugs that are included, the pills, the medications, and then what they treat. Again, twc.health/Brannon. You don't want to be in a situation where there is a crisis, things have been shut down for a while, and you got a sick family member or relative, and they really just need some antibiotics. We can do a lot of treatment at home if we have the right package. So again, if you want to get the Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit, like I said, I got four of them for my family. You can go to twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon. Welcome to the show, Delta. You're a little late tonight. Glad you came in, though, babe. Now, what else do we have for you real quick? WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. And again, you get 3 month, 6 month, 1 year, 2 year freeze-dried food, emergency supplies, gluten-free, vegetables and fruit, meat, protein pack. You can check it all out. Seeds, heirloom seeds, EMT emergency bag. The freeze dryers, those are selling like crazy now that we've gotten the price on the shipping down to $200. It took quite some doing, but because these things are heavy. We got the shipping down from $700 all the way to $900, down to $200 flat rate. Melissa and I, when I say Melissa and I mean Melissa, freeze-dried, she's probably saying, what do you mean we? Freeze-dried some more fruit this weekend to add into the freeze-dried we actually have ourselves. Raspberries. Yeah, we had some company over Saturday night, and they were all trying it. I thought, well, I'm glad they're enjoying it, but this is for like when we need it. But they were all enjoying it, so I'm glad they did. But anyway, we've been freeze-drying like crazy some of the special foods that we want to supplement with our own freeze-dried food that we have, just like you're buying. So again, you could do that as well. All of this is at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. All right, we're going to be joined by Leo. If one of you guys could come from the control room, why is she whining? I bought her 12 tennis balls the other day. She already lost all 12. She's whining at that one right there. It's under the table. I guess she can't reach it. Look, I try to give you a nice gift, and all you end up doing is interrupting the show because you won't go under the table. There's one right under that table. She's standing there whining. There's supposed to be 12 of them around here, Thomas. 12. Did you see I gave her 12 tennis balls for her birthday Friday night or whatever night that was? There's a bunch. How many? About four or five. Well, she can't reach them? Oh, you can just pull them out for her then. She lets them roll up under stuff, and then she can't get them. All right. There we go. Some housekeeping for Delta. All right. Joining me now is Leo. Hey, Leo. Leo. Oh, see, I asked Thomas to come out here and get tennis balls, and he can't go to Leo because he's out here. How can he? He had to run back to the control room. All right. Hi, Leo.
Hello, Brannon.
What would we do without our dogs? Do you have a pet?
Yes. We have several cats.
Okay. I'm not sure that's a pet, but okay.
Of course it is.
Thomas is laughing. Thomas is in this control room laughing. All right, I'm just teasing. Okay, all the cat people, I'm just teasing. I have a cat. Her name is Mo. You guys see her. She jumps on the desk. She's a tabby, and I love her. She likes me. I was sleeping the other night. What was it? Over the weekend at some point. Over the weekend. And I feel something on my chest, and I jump, and it's her. And, of course, she has to do her paws up and down, up and down, up and down. And then she finally lays down and purrs like a little engine. And I let her stay there for like 20 minutes until I'm like, I can't even breathe. She's sitting right on my chest. So I have a very nice cat. I saved her from the pound. And so she thinks that I'm her. That I got her to take care of chipmunks and rats and all the stuff we have here in the South. And some neighbor thought she was a stray, picked her up, took her to the pound. I went and found her, got her home. And now she's bonded to me. So I have a cat too. They're a pet too. Yeah. They're a pet.
I have met your cat as well. Oh, that's right. Dog.
Yeah, you have met her.
Very nice individuals.
Yes, they are. And I don't know what we would do without our dogs and cats to as a diversion to all the stuff going on in the world.
Very true, Brannon. Very true.
that, you know, they don't seem too worried about what's happening. Have you noticed that?
They don't. And that, I guess that's why it's therapeutic to be around them.
That's right. They don't talk back either. So anyway. All right. Let's get to it. Leo, did you have any thoughts on what you heard Usama saying? Because you wrote Stealth Invasion. You wrote that book in what year, Usama, Leo?
2017.
Wow, you're so ahead of the curve. What did you think about what Usama was saying?
Oh, he's right on. I my ears really perked up when I heard him talking about the R1 religious visa. I go into some detail in my book about that, how we are bringing the most radical imams from around the Arab and Muslim world here to the United States under the R1 religious visa. Almost 90%, 85 to 90%, Brandon, of our imams in this country are foreign born, meaning they were recruited here and brought in. Why? Because they are the most radical, the most educated, the most highly sophisticated in the entire Islamic world. They're brought to the Western countries like the UK and the United States to come here and radicalize our Muslims. And also, they're very skilled in the practice of what they call dawah. You will probably remember our friend Phil Haney talked a lot about dawah, which is the Islamic evangelization, where they reach out to the non-Muslim. They love to do this on the university campuses, by the way. And a lot of Americans can speak from experience when they send their daughters off to these universities. Some of them often come home with an Islamic boyfriend and end up with an Islamic husband. And he takes them to back to his home country, usually at some point, and they never see their daughter again. Others end up staying here and the daughter converts to Islam. And, you know, she becomes a very different person. And this is all in my book, Brandon.
And is it still available for purchase?
Oh, yeah. It was banned from Amazon back around the first of this year,
Oh, that's
right. January of this year. It's still available. It's still available at barnesandnoble.com.
That's shocking. I can't believe it is. But all right. Yeah. So, Leo.
It had record sales, by the way, the first quarter of this year.
I bet
record
it did.
Sales. Thank you, Amazon, banning my book.
People always want what they can't have.
Exactly.
I sent you a collection of articles and videos that I've gone over this weekend. Let's roll through some of these before we're joined by Art Pawlowski with the great news that we thought he'd be sent off to jail for 10 days today, for 10 years. He's going to give us an update on what happened there. But look at this. This is an article I found over the weekend, Leo. This is dated December 10th, 2018. Department
yes.
of Homeland Security says Americans need to start prepping up for 6 months without electricity. In a new report from the President's National Infrastructure Advisory Council and published by the Department of Homeland Security, the government's urging the public to prepare for up to 6 months without electricity, transportation, fuel, money, and health care. Yeah, no wonder we're selling the wellness company medical emergency kit, folks, at twc.health/Brandon. No wonder. Health care. Hello, you got some antibiotics on hand? DHS is warning that the electric grid is now the prime target of terrorists and says Americans need to be prepared for a power outage for up to 6 months. You know, by the way, when you go to that report, Leo, it's gone. I can't find it.
Wow.
The DHS link is dead. I went to multiple websites to try to find that report, and I cannot find it. But what do you think of that report back there in 2018?
December 2018, I believe, 2018.
Yep.
And I would say, Brandon, of all of the 13 articles you sent me, that one was the most surprising. I was at least somewhat aware of all of the other issues presented in the 13 articles. But that one, I had no idea that back in December 2018, about a year before COVID hit, our government was telling people, our Homeland Security was telling people that they should expect a grid down scenario that could last up to 6 months. They said it could be anywhere from 2 to 6 months, but far more likely to be 6 months or longer, I believe it said, than it would be 2 months. And you hear absolutely nothing to that effect. I have heard nothing to that effect since, and certainly not currently, Brandon. So it's, I guess, also not surprising that they would have taken down that page from the internet.
And now the reason I mentioned that, Leo, and I found that over the weekend, and then this morning I found this article. It's amazing. I know you do this too in your research. You find an article, and then you find another article. You're like, wait a minute, that fits with that article. And it's like putting together pieces of a puzzle. So I found that article from December 2018 over the weekend. And then this morning, look what I found. American Military News. Here is China's first step if war with U.S. breaks out. The Pentagon has unveiled its new 2023 cyber strategy, painting a sobering picture of the looming cyber threats from China and Russia. The 2023 Department of Defense cyber strategy outlines how both nations are equipped to launch a series of cyber attacks targeting the U.S. critical infrastructure and defense networks in the event of war. Oh, you mean the war that the Pentagon seems dead set on making sure happens? And this now might explain why the, well, I have it here in my articles somewhere, where, as we've pointed out before, this may explain why, here it is, disruptive event. Remember this back in May? Disruptive event coming. Senators issued satellite phones. Here's CBS. Senators issued satellite phones, offered demonstrations on how upgraded security devices. Well, the Pentagon is now saying, well, if we go to war with China and Russia, they might bring down our grid. Again, I say, oh, you mean the war you seem to be dead set on making sure occurs?
Yeah, Brandon, that's very concerning how we're being, it seems like we're being slow walked into a major global war that we're unprepared to fight. If you look online and research how other countries are preparing, there, the Russia, Romania, Eastern European countries, China, they're all preparing for a major nuclear war, and they're improving their civil defense programs. They're running drills for their civilians. America's doing none of that. If we were to get into a nuclear exchange with Russia or China or North Korea, Americans would be caught completely off guard because we're not being told that our government is pushing us into a war with Russia and possibly China. All we hear about is this proxy war between Russia and Ukraine and how it's absolutely essential that Ukraine wins that war and, you know, preserves democracy for the freedom and democracy for the world. It's not about any of that. It's about trying to deliver a black eye to Russia through the Ukrainian proxies. Now, as soon as the Ukrainians run out of bodies to throw at the Russian army, that's when you'll see U.S. boots on the ground and other NATO countries putting boots on the ground. I understand that just today, Brandon, Mike Pence was at a town hall campaign stop, and he said that Americans have to be prepared to put boots on the ground when if Ukraine proves unable to defeat Russia.
Oh, wow. Boots on the ground. Well, let's start with sending all your family members, Mikey Pence.
Yes.
But there we go. There is more of that telegraphing. More of that telegraphing that I've been warning about for months. And, of course, I've started covering this and warning about it in February of 2018. I can show you the radio show and the TV shows we produced on it in February of 2018. And as you know, I haven't stopped. In our private conversations and our texts and our emails, I have not stopped and I'm not going to stop warning the American people, get your head screwed on right. Don't fall for the propaganda. Don't fall for the nationalism and the flag waving when they set up a war, when they cause a war, and then they want to send your son and daughter off to war. Tell them to go jump in the lake, pound sand. I have some other things I'd like to say, but that's what they should do because this is what they're setting up for. To slaughter and depopulate through many things, including slaughtering our children on the battlefield. And there is Mike Pence, I believe, a complete fraud and fake. I'm sorry that I was duped by him early on and thought he was a legitimate Christian man. I think he's a fraud and a fake. And here he is saying we might need to put boots on the ground. Whose children are you going to put on the ground, Mikey Pence?
Yes, we've got to fight the big, bad, evil Russians, Brannon. Tell me what U.S. national interest is at stake in that war with Ukraine.
None.
There is absolutely none. None whatsoever, and I would be willing to debate any conservative on that issue.
And we also know that the Zelensky is corrupt. He's got corruption in his own government. I think today he was trying to clean some of that out because he has no choice now that it's been exposed. So you and I have said from the beginning, this is two sides of the same coin. We're being played. I don't trust either of these sides, and I'm not about to let any of my kids, and I don't want anybody else's kids, dying for this war that they are manufacturing. Here is another article. This is from May, that I found this weekend, May 2023, National Association for Amateur Radio. Look what they're saying. FEMA announced the new agreement on Twitter stating, quote, we recently signed a new MOA with ARRL. That's this, I guess it's this group right here we're talking about, establishing our partnership with licensed, voluntary, amateur radio operators to support response and recovery efforts. We're honored to work side by side to meet the needs of millions in the wake of disasters. First of all, support response and recovery efforts for what? And how are they going to be meeting the needs of millions in the wake of disasters? Why would they choose the word millions, Leo? And by the way, I found this on Twitter. Here it is. There it is. FEMA recently signed a new MOA. Why millions, Leo? I don't like that word, millions.
That's a very concerning word there. Millions, Brannon. Good find there. That's a great article because it tells us that they're expecting a catastrophic event that will affect millions of Americans. And they will need the assistance of thousands of ham radio operators, volunteer ham radio operators, to help them get their message out to the Americans who are suddenly in distress. Now, why is it that we would have to hear from ham radio operators to get communications from our government? That tells you that the normal means of communication, TV and radio, will be, that whole system will likely be down.
And you know what else it tells me? And this is what, I don't know if I've said this on the air, but you know I've said this privately. I'm not as concerned about an EMP. Because an EMP would do so much damage that I think China doesn't want to go to EMP. Because if that China comes in here, they want to eventually be able to bring the power grid back up. Do they want to destroy and fry the whole thing? If they can cyber hack it, China and Russia, as we know they can, the Pentagon has just said it again. During the Trump years, they admitted, I think it was called Operation Dragonfly, that they had hacked into our power grid right before they practiced the largest military exercise known in world history between Russia and China, Vostok 18. So they already are in our grid. They can bring our grid down. No need to EMP it. I think that would be last resort. The government must not be afraid of an EMP. Because they are saying that the ham operators are going to work. If the EMP happened, would they have ham operators' ability to work? Their generators may not work. Their equipment would be fried. How are you going to have ham operators working if there's been an EMP? I don't think they're counting on an EMP. They're counting on putting the grid down themselves as a false flag and blaming it on someone else or letting someone else do it. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. I think that's in the cards, Brannon. Ham radio operators are all over the country. They're very technically inclined. They would not be affected by some sort, and they operate out of their houses. So they would not be affected by, you know, cruise missiles slamming into major infrastructure if we were into a war with Russia or China, or God forbid, a nuclear attack. They would still be up and running as long as there was not an EMP attack, like you said. But even if there was an EMP attack, if they had their radios in a Faraday bag, they would probably be protected. And I know some operators who have two sets of radios, one the one that they use every day, and another set in a Faraday cage that will be protected in case of an EMP. So one way or another, we're still going to have those ham radio operators, but we'll have even more of them up and running if it is a conventional missile attack that takes out critical infrastructure, communications, power grid, and that sort of thing,
but not
an EMP.
Or not necessarily has to be a missile. What if they just have a nuclear suitcase that goes off in a couple cities in America?
Sure, sure. Absolutely. That would be like a dirty bomb.
Well, I mean, yeah. And with all of these illegals they've just let in, you know, are we going to be shocked if a nuke goes off and they're blaming it on, oh, he ended up being found as one of those terrorist-type individuals who came over the border. And everybody's going to go, yeah, oh. I mean, that seems, again, as though they're doing everything to set the narrative so when something happens, everybody's like, yeah, I guess that's how it happened, and they buy the story. Here's the other thing. Do these guys act like they're running for election? If you are coming into election year, would you be opening your border? Would you be shutting down drilling in Alaska? Would you be having gas prices go to their highest level in several years now? Would you be doing all the things this administration regime is doing if you thought you had to face the voters come November 2024?
Right. Would you be talking about banning gas stoves, banning gas generators, banning gas water heaters, banning vehicles by 2035, gas-powered vehicles? All these things are being talked about, Brandon. You're absolutely right. You would not be going on a crusade to find out how many things you could ban in order to reach a net zero emissions standard that is, you know, a bunch of malarkey if you were seriously considering being reelected. So either they know they're not going to be reelected or they don't care because they know that that's already been fixed.
Look at this headline, nuclear war threat. Russian nukes would destroy UK and US military, experts warn. So again, the narrative seems to be being laid down for some kind of nuclear event and communications shut down. Here's another one. Now this one here freaks me out, and I'll tell you why. Texas City holds week-long nuclear training exercise led by FBI involving military. Now, I don't know about you, Leo, but when I hear the FBI is leading something, I'm thinking, why are a bunch of dirty cops leading anything with our military? Wouldn't the military and the Pentagon be doing this? Why is the FBI leading this? You mean the FBI that set up the fake Russia, Russia, Russia? The FBI that tried to stop a duly elected president from being sworn in? The FBI that tried to see that a duly elected president was impeached and removed from office? You mean the FBI that is committed countless crimes against Americans and murder? That FBI, do you want them anywhere near leading anything to do with our military? And if the FBI is leading nuclear training, that tells me the FBI is planning for a false flag nuclear event, likely, possibly.
More than likely, Brandon. Would we want the FBI that was at Waco heading this up?
Or Ruby Ridge?
How about the one at Ruby Ridge? Yes, that went down real well, didn't it? That had a great outcome. Unbelievable, Brandon. The FBI is the most corrupt, most inept, most incompetent, most evil agency in the federal government. It might get challenged by the IRS and the ATF. Those are probably the worst three.
And here is more predictive programming. Remember this? I mean, we go through so many news stories, we have to bring them back and then bring them into context again. But remember back in July of 2022, a year ago this July, New York, NBC affiliate, Channel 4, here's the headline. So there's been a nuclear attack, new PSA, despite low likelihood of New York City strike. You want to hear a little bit of this? Listen to this silly PSA. Listen.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why, just know that the big one has hit, okay? So what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember. Step one, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows. Step two, stay inside. Shut all doors and windows. Have a basement? Head there. If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. Remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. Step 3, stay tuned. Follow media for more information. Don't forget to sign up for...
How are you going to communicate with the media? The media is not going to be on the air if you're inside the blast zone. None of this will happen. You'll be dead. Now, if you're outside the blast zone, you should do what they say, but they should have gone further. You need to get mass. You need to be between the outside and you needs to be mass. Get under a ping pong table that's sturdy enough and stack it with books or small bookshelf, or pull boxes in around you. So stuff on top of it, below you, maybe a workbench that is more stable. Stack it with stuff, stack it all around you. You want all kinds of mass that you climb into like a fort when you were a kid. If you have a porta potty, bring that in there with you, along with some of your food and water, and you stay. And every hour you're staying, the radiation is dropping. And we have done full videos on this with medical doctors talking about this. Yes, get away from the window. If you see a flash of light, don't run to the window. The glass, if you're outside the blast zone, the blast wave is coming, and it's going to take out that window and shred you into pieces. But this is so silly because it's not telling you the difference between being in the blast zone and outside the blast zone. And it's not, again, telling you about mass and getting under mass for it, staying there and then getting your radio. I don't think this is about saving lives. I think this is about predictive programming. What say you?
Yeah, what you're talking about, Brandon, is the type of instruction and the type of exercises and drills that they're actually practicing in Russia, China, and other countries right now. And they have actual fortified civil defense shelters like this country used to have until the early 90s when we started shutting them all down. But in this country now, what all they're telling us is go inside, stay inside, and wait for us to tell you what to do. Basically, that's their entire nuclear weapons warning system.
And then, of course, we have the October 4th presidential alert that's coming as well. You know about that, I'm sure. It's all over the news for those that are paying attention. Here it is from FEMA. FEMA says FEMA and FCC plan nationwide emergency alert test for October 4th, 2023. This is going to happen at approximately 2:20 p.m. Eastern Standard. So that's when I'm on the air at 1:20 Central. You know, I don't think they have ever had one this big that will be hitting all the cell phones in America as well. So again, predictive programming, Leo?
Absolutely, Brandon. I think they had one other that went through cell phones, but at that point, I don't think there were nearly as many people with cell phones. It was several years ago, as we have today. So this is going to be extremely interesting to see how it plays out. And a lot of privacy advocates are warning people to turn off their, put, this is the procedure. Put your cell phone on airplane mode so it cannot receive any incoming calls or texts. Then turn it off. Then place it in a Faraday bag. Airplane mode, turn off, protect it in a Faraday bag. And leave it in there for, I guess, what, several hours that day.
And because the thought is if, and I talked to a friend of mine who comes out of the military intelligence arena, I said, if that goes off and then you have to push the button to stop it, could you then be giving permission to download something onto your phone where they can track us and everything more? He said, absolutely. They could be definitely getting people to push that button so they can download nefarious stuff onto their phone. We got to move quickly. Here's the next headline. This was from a year ago, this October. The backstory behind Biden's $290 million purchase of radiation sickness drugs. Now, the public was like, what? And they tried to reassure us and say this was just part of an ongoing program of stocking nuclear drugs. Well, they sure made an awful big splash in the press to make sure everybody knew about it. If you're doing it quietly behind the scenes, we would have never heard about it. But it seems as like the agency and the government went out of the way to make sure the Department of Health and Human Services told everybody they just spent $290 million on this. So again, more predictive programming? I don't know. Now, let's see. What else do we have? I got to see what our... Oh, Let's see. Those are news stories. Was there anything particular on there I wanted? I guess not. All right. Let's go to, oh, this right here. Let's go this direction. Well, let me just double check. Let me come off of that real, guys. Let me make sure I haven't missed any other news stories. Oh, whoa, whoa. Here we go. Apocalyptic catastrophe awaits. Leaked Pfizer data and death rates solidify Deagle's terrifying 2025 population prediction. This is out September 17th by Expo News. So again, it seems as though what we're seeing is a massive spike in cancer. We have a doctor out reported over at worldviewreport.com tonight saying he has been a doctor, a cancer doctor for years, an oncologist, and he's saying this is not normal, this is not natural, and it coincides with the shot. This is showing that we got serious problems. We also have a story over at worldviewreport.com tonight about the number of years being taken off of people's lives due to the shot. I think it was like 24 years was being taken off the average person's life due to the shot. It's somewhere in all of the news stories we've put out today. But isn't this interesting that this Expo News is saying that this Pfizer data and the death rates, well, they fit with the depopulation of America, which was 68.5% decrease in American population by 2025. Add any other event they're planning and look out, Leo.
Yeah, you add World War III into the mix, another bioweapon pandemic, Brandon. I could absolutely see how we lose 68% of our population by the end of 2025. Everything seems to be converging at the same time between war, plagues, pandemics, potential cyber attacks, potential grid down events, which, you know, the government did a study that if we had an EMP attack, I imagine it wouldn't be too much, you know, different if it was a major cyber attack that took out the power grid, that 90% of the U.S. population would not survive the first year between, you know, people starving to death due to the breakdown in the supply chain to people killing each other out of, you know, trying to gain food and other accommodations, Brandon, that alone would be catastrophic. And then you throw in the fact of potential World War III on top of it, along with another pandemic, which it seems like they're gearing up for. I mean, you know, why did President Biden open the Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response and make it permanent? Back in July of this year, he opened a permanent office of pandemic preparedness and response. They apparently know another big one is coming.
And look at this today, folks. This is train footage. A lot of you on social media have probably already seen it. The train footage of all of these illegals hopping the train. You know, this is all over today. But what was it, 6 months ago? 6 months ago, we had Todd Bensman on here talking about how they're using the trains to get to the border, up to the U.S. border, deep from Mexico. And so, again, Todd Bensman was way ahead of the curve on this, but this is now catching the attention of Americans. And look at all these folks coming up here to the U.S. They're coming in huge, huge, huge numbers. I want to play another video very quickly and get your response to it as well. This is from the Darien Gap, and this is from... what's his name, guys? The guy that's down there in the Ben Berquam. I played a little bit of this on the radio today. Watch this. This is really sobering. Here we go. Watch this. We need some audio, guys. I have two audios playing. All right, let me turn off. Let me close a bunch of this junk. I got so many things open now because we've been talking about so many stories. So let me get rid of all this. Oh, that was the train that you guys could still hear. All right, let me get rid of the train. All right, now I got rid of the train. All right, now let me back up to Ben Berquam. All right, here we go. Here's Ben.
66. 67. We can't be the saviors to the world, guys. You got to fix your own country. Venezuelans, it's time to fix. The problem is all the good Venezuelans are leaving. But so are a lot of the bad ones.
68. 69.
The reason we did this is the second time we've done this, this reverse flow. Nobody else had done this before. And it's, I mean, it just makes so much sense. The amount of intel you get seeing this, we're at 69 boats already. And you can always tell that last boat, you can see the ones covering their faces. There are people that are trying to flee their country because they want a better life for themselves and their families.
They don't like tyranny and dictatorships. But then there are people that are fleeing that are the bad guys that are coming with them. You've got terrorists alongside Christians that are fleeing the Muslim terrorists. You've got the Tren de Agua cartel coming out of Venezuela alongside the people that wanted to get away from Tren de Agua. Here we're at 70. This is 70.
70 right there. 71.
72. Holy cow.
It's done this on. Got a bunch of thugs in the half back half of that boat. 74. 75.
Look at this.
Yes. As far as you can see, it just keeps coming.
It's not.
76. 77. 78.
For the sake of time, I'm going to skip a little forward.
101. Here comes number 102.
They done this on.
It's not an anomaly, guys. This is the new normal. This is what they've done. This is what they've created.
What is the number right now?
This is 103, 104.
104 boats in less than an hour and 30, an hour and 25 minutes.
Done this on. Africa?
Africa?
This boat is like about to sink. They done this on. Venezuela?
104.
Here comes 105, guys. 105 boats.
And the reason we come here is because we're going into the pipeline to see what's coming to America. 105 boats, 160 yesterday. This is one tributary of the river of the invasion that's coming.
I want you guys to take notice. Look at what. No, go back to that. What does that guy have sitting there? What does he have sitting there, folks? What is that? What is that laying back there? Well, you know what that is. He's got a pistol right here on his chest. He's got a rifle. I don't know if that's an AR-15 or what that is. But anyways, if this dude, which I believe is security, if this is their security and they're that heavily armed out there doing what they're doing, well, what does that tell you about the people they're coming in contact with? And what does that tell you about the kind of people that you're going to be coming in contact with real soon? Because the people they're coming in contact with that they feel to be that high-powered, armed up, and have security for, well, they're about to be in your town. So sleep well tonight. Let's finish this.
Coming to America. You come down here, and you can see what's coming. Sadly, Mayorkas comes down here, and he just invites more of it. It's really unbelievable, guys. 105, 106, right here.
107, oh my gosh. 106, 107, 108.
China?
Venezuela, China.
This is, if you can believe it,
this is 109. You can't even put your phone down because as soon as you start talking, there's another one, 110,
111,
112,
113, 114. And more, and more, and more, and more.
115, guys. This is a machine created by the Democrats.
116.
So that looked like the end of the wave possibly for this morning. 116 boats. That's somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 people in an hour and a half.
2,500 to 3,000 people in an hour and a half. We didn't watch it all. It's 12 minutes. If you watched the rest of it or backed up and watched it all, he was saying Venezuela, China, Egypt, a lot of people from China and Venezuela. We know Iran's running people through Venezuela. China, those shock troops, some of them, that Gordon Chang's worried about and warning about as well. In conclusion, Leo, before we go to Pastor Art with a great report, tell me what your thoughts are on what we just saw. And because again, if they want to carry out terrorist attacks and go after the critical infrastructure, there you go. And Michael Yon said last week in that 45-minute interview, he said the American people need to wake up. They don't realize it. Among these people who are just fleeing persecution and want to come to America for the free stuff and the American way of life, with them though are people that will not think twice about murdering you and raping your wife and daughter.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary, Brandon. No serious country whatsoever would allow something like that to continue on its border. We are a nation run by traitors. I mean, I don't know what else you can say, because any nation run by, you know, even incompetent or unprepared type of leaders would by now have figured out a way to stop that and shut it down. But it keeps getting worse.
And we weren't even talking. It tells you they're doing it on purpose.
They're not even trying. They're not even trying.
And we didn't even get into the fentanyl, the banking crisis. Right. I mean, we were just really staying focused on a few things there.
But I will say this in closing. I predict that relatively soon, I would say within 3 or 4 years at the most, we as Americans, law-abiding, patriotic, tax-paying Americans, will be willing to pay money for trains and boats going in the opposite direction. Because they're destroying this country. And it is going to get to a point, like I said, probably within a few years, that it just remains untenable to live in this country.
Or if you do, you will see families that can afford it having security. People you never thought would have bodyguards, their families will have bodyguards. Your neighborhoods that can be your HOA will choose to close off the neighborhood, have the gates closed. They will hire security to patrol the neighborhood, even if that means they take over the pavement of the roads, which many HOAs, if you take over and close it off, you then as the HOA now pay for the paving, maintaining of the roads, not your city or town. You will see, because I'm already hearing neighborhoods in our area talk about that, getting ready for preparing to raise HOAs, closing off neighborhoods, and adding security. If you want to go into a business, I told some of my cop friends a few years ago, 10 years ago, I said, if you want to go into a business that will be booming, get into the security business. Because people you never thought, and groups and organizations and businesses you never thought will need security, will. And one of my friends did. He started one. He swamped. He left the force, retired. He swamped now. So it's unfortunate, but if the Lord doesn't return soon, we're going to see some very, very shocking things. And that's what Michael Yon's warning about. And again, people better get ready. That's all I can tell you. You better be ready. LeoHolman.com. You got a whole new article out over there tonight. LeoHolman.com. I hope people will check it out and get his book at Barnes. Was it Barnes & Noble?
BarnesandNoble.com. Stealth Invasion. Yes.
Stealth Invasion. Thank you, Leo.
Thanks, Brandon.